Chapter 10, East Rocks West. After doing pop-lock contests and various forms of local entertainment, I decided to bring in some acts like Run DMC and Curtis Blow. This was a very interesting time because it was the first time we were able to see the cultural differences between the East Coast and the West Coast. I brought Run DMC probably somewhere around June or July. At this time, me and my crew, we traveled in packs. Wherever I went, two or three of my guys always rolled with me, whether it was Dr. Rock, Unknown, or Yella. We'd all jump in the van and make whatever run we got to make. This time, we had to go to the airport to pick up Run DMC. These guys got on leather pants, leather hats, tennis shoes. We have on baggy pants, skinny ties. We look like Morris Day at the time. They look like outlaw bikers. There was an immediate cultural shock for both of us. Those guys wore those leather suits the entire time they were here. Off the plane, at sound check, on the stage. They were here for maybe 3 or 4 days, and I never saw them in anything but them leather suits. We dropped them off at the hotel. The first day, we didn't have time to hang out, but we were still promoting the show. I only remember hanging out with one of them after the show, and that was Jam Master Jay. He and I hit it off pretty cool. I don't remember hanging with Ron or DMC too much. We all were cool, but I had one problem. They pissed me off because they messed around and broke my damn microphone. I didn't have but two, and they broke one of them. After the show, Jam Master Jay and I kicked it for a minute. He was different. He was more interactive. He asked me a few questions about the club. He wanted a 40 ounce later. I took him around to the local liquor store, got him the 40, came back to the office. He sat down, knocked it off, and we kicked it for a while. He talked about his upcoming project being in the studio. I tried to pick his brain for some information, but he didn't know shit either. Nobody knew shit about nothing. Nobody had no inside information. Nobody had no major success. It was like the blind leading the blind. 2 days later, they had Roger Said performing. Now I'm pissed all over again.